What is your name, sir?
Brandon Ng.
Say it again.
Brandon Ng.
All right, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. And yeah, the audio portion of this isn't the best in the world, so if you can't understand, I'll ask you to speak up some more, okay? All right, you're appearing before the Irvine Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to your committee supervision revocation. Would you state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
Brandon Ng, 327-566.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. To your far left on the screen is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Then we have the Honorable Michael Johnson, who is our acting board chair. All the way to your right is the Honorable Louis Canonis. My name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing lead. Also in the room with us today is we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself, sir.
Okay, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the allegation that's on your warrant. And after I read it, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. So an allegation of the warrant is a violation of Arizona conditional supervision number three, or demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 58314 East Calexico Street, Tucson, Arizona, on or about October 13, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you have absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true, sir.
Thank you. Okay, so based on the additions of Mr. Haney, I'm going to need to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms of disciplinary supervision, and that he may have lost his battle act in a criminal ways for the company.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Canonis, Mr. Rittenhouse. All right, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give some background information. So we'll stay there on the phone, and I'll get right back with you. Okay? Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Haney was released from ADC custody on 8/31/2018 and arrested on 12/18/2018 by Tucson PD. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12/18/2018 with an adjusted CCD of 36/2019 with 66 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, burglary, third degree, 9 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2011, aggravated assault, Arizona unknown. 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2015, criminal trespassing, first degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2017, interfere with judicial process, Arizona unknown. 2017, endangerment, Arizona unknown. 2017, threat intimidation, Arizona unknown. 2017, assault, Arizona unknown. 2017, criminal damage, Arizona unknown. 2017, disorderly conduct, Arizona unknown. He has a GV score of G1, V2.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we're going to go over a summary of your case supervision. So, you are approved residents to reside with your grandmother, not on the Plexico Street address in Tucson, Arizona, then on October 16th. Your grandmother contacted the parole officer Romo and stated that you had packed your belongings and moved out of your approved placement. Where'd you go, sir?
I didn't stay at her friend's house because she pretty much made clear to me that she didn't want me there.
She said she didn't want you there.
Yes, sir.
And did you ask your PO about it or try to discuss it with him?
I didn't know at the time.
So, well, why didn't she want you there? What were you doing to upset her?
Honestly, I don't know, sir. She was going through a lot. She had a bad mental surgery. She was really sick and stuff. She's been having her character. She wasn't really herself, so I don't know exactly what it was. She kind of had a lot of stuff to put out, so I just, you know, I just left. I talked to my parole officer, and she was going to put me in SACAP, and when I went to her office, here, they said she was out on the field, and it would be issued the next day, so.
Okay, well, was she upset with you because you were smoking pot?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, you were working at Thompson Pro Enterprises for a while before you were absconded. Did you continue working there while you were an absconder, sir?
Yes, sir, I continued working there.
Okay. Now, your programming said you were assigned a task for blood and alcohol testing, and you missed UA on the 6th of September, and then on the 20th, you were positive for marijuana. So, were you using marijuana pretty much the whole time you were out, sir?
No, not the whole time. When I did use it, it was a one-time thing, and I made it to my parole officer and told her that before I took the marijuana, I went out there to marijuana, and she verbally recommended me.
Okay, so after you got reprimanded by P.O. Romo, you quit using marijuana?
Yes, sir.
Even while you were absconded?
While I was absconded, I smoked it a few times during the
Okay. So when's the last time you smoked any?
I have no idea. Probably sometime in October.
Okay. All right, I'm going to see if my fellow boardmen have any questions at this time. Mr. Turner has some more information. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. I'd like to read a note from OMS for the record. On 10-16-2018, his parole officer documented that they received a call from his sponsor, his grandmother, Tina Montego, address 8314 East Calexico Street, Tucson, Arizona, 85730. She stated that the offender no longer lived with her, that he left approximately 10-13-18, and that he stated that he was using drugs, he had taken his mother's car, and had crashed it.
Thank you, sir. So, after that added information, are there any questions from the board? No questions. Okay, so we're here in the end of your hearing. We'll be going into discussion about your termination shortly, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement if there's anything else you'd like to tell the board. If you think there's something that we should know before we make a decision, now would be the time to tell us, but we ask that you don't repeat all the information that we've already covered. So do you have anything else you think we need to know, sir?
I was not using drugs. Two, I never saw my mom's car and crashed it. I don't know about that, like I told you about the condition and stuff, but I understand you're fighting with me now. But if you guys could maybe possibly consider letting me go to a reentry center, I'd like to have an opportunity to get a road to school and try to find a job before I get back out on the streets.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. The board's going to go into discussion, make determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're rushing you, but we won't be. So we ask that you remain silent, but stay there on the phone. You can hear the entire conversation, and once we've made a determination, I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Our board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. Haney is, well, has definitely got an unfortunate situation, but it seemed like that I don't know, his criminal history, there was a whole bunch of stuff happened in 2017 leading to this term in DOC. Looked like some violent things going on there. But the issue with this release, and I'm standing for six days, and I didn't hear the conversation on the phone from the grandmother, but I would think that the information listed in the chronos that the parole officer put there would be fairly accurate. But Mr. Haney also said that he's using marijuana when he signed the terms of conditions of release that said he wouldn't do anything like that. So at this point, I don't see him as a good candidate for return to community supervision, but he only has just over a month left, so I think he'd be better served if he finished his time. But I'll listen to discussion from my fellow board members if there is any. Okay, so based on all the information, warrant number 2018W3057, Mr. Haney's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Haney as he was delinquent. Violated terms and conditions of supervision, and that lapse or without lapse in criminal ways or custody.
Second. Agreed.
Agreed. Motion by Marcelo, second by Mr. Camonos, agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse, Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You only have about 37 days left on your term. You're scheduled to be released on March 6th of 2019. Not too far away, and at that time, as long as you behave yourself and don't commit any criminal acts, you don't have to report to the Department of Corrections. You don't have to wear an orange t-shirt unless you really want to. So we suggest that you make a good, strong plan for yourself so when you're released, you can make sure that you stay on the straight and narrow, become a productive member of society, and never come back and see us. All right, so do you understand, sir?
Yeah.
All right, this is when you're hearing, and would you lay the phone down, please? And